Psalm chapter 142 is a prayer of a desperate man who was all alone in a cave. And it has greater meaning when you understand how he got there. So we're going to talk about that this morning. And I think it's relevant to us today how the situation David found himself in can apply to us. When Saul was king of Israel, Saul hated the Philistines. He was constantly antagonizing them, fighting them, and he became obsessed with them, and it caused him to get Israel in trouble, and it caused him this obsession to not do what God told him to do. And the bitterness that grew in his heart was a real problem for Israel and him. And he would become the kind of king that God warned Israel about. The patriarch of Israel, Israel himself, told his 12 sons before he died that God was going to give them a king from the tribe of Judah. And he said, the scepter, which was the symbol of the throne, would remain in Judah until Shiloh comes. What is Shiloh? Shiloh is a word that means to whom it belongs. So all the kings were to come from Judah until the one to whom the throne truly belongs came. And we know today who that was: Jesus Christ. But Saul was not from the tribe of Judah. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was not the king that God wanted. He was the king that the people wanted. But there was a shepherd boy from the tribe of Judah named David. A man after my own heart, God said of him. And God would one day make him king of Israel and take away Saul's throne. When the Philistines came to battle Israel one day, in one final winner-take-all fight, they brought a champion, a giant named Goliath. But no one from Saul's army would fight him. They were all afraid of him. And for 40 days, he taunted Israel, made fun of them. No one would come out and fight him, except for young David. When David saw Goliath, he said, I'll fight him because God is with me and God will defeat him for me. So he took a stone in his sling and he threw it at the giant, hit him in the head, knocked him out. Then he ran and grabbed his sword and pierced him through the chest, killing the giant. And as a reward, King Saul made him captain over an army and a member of his own household. But the people of Israel began to praise David. And they made up songs about him. How Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands. Saul became jealous of David. He started to become afraid that David was going to be made king instead of him. So he tried to have David killed. And David had to flee for his life. David ran and eventually came to this priest colony called Nob, where the tabernacle was. And he meets the high priest, Amalek. And Amalek was very suspicious when he saw David. He said, "David, why are you traveling alone like this?" And he was a bit afraid. And so David decided to lie. David lied to the high priest, said, "I am actually on a secret mission from King Saul. And I need some food." And so the high priest, Amalek, gave him some of the showbread from the Lord's offering that was left over. And about then, David notices this servant of Saul hanging in the background, and he started getting worried, remembering he was a hunted man. And so he asked the high priest, "I need a sword or a spear or something." And the high priest looks over behind him and sees this sword wrapped up. He said, "The only thing I have is this sword of Goliath that you took from the giant." And David looks and he sees it and he says, "Oh yeah, that's a good sword. There's none like it. Give it to me." And so the high priest gives him the sword. And he takes it and he flees and leaves Nob. And so from there, verse 10 of 1 Samuel 21 says that David flees to the land of Gath. And when the servants of the king of Gath sees him, they're pretty distressed. They think David has come to make trouble. And so they bring David to their king, Achish, and say, "This is the Israelite that they write songs about. How Saul killed thousands, but he killed tens of thousands." And David is afraid. He's afraid that something's going to happen to him. So he decided to pretend to be insane. And he starts clawing against the walls with his hands. Starts letting drool come down out of his mouth and acts like he's a crazy man. Well, the king sees him and he says, "Who is this? Why have you brought this insane man into me? What do you think I'm going to do? Bring him into my house? Away with him." And so they let David go. And he runs away. So what has happened to this shepherd boy that was so full of faith, who knew God was on his side, how God was going to fight for him? What has happened to him that now he's running for his life, he's lying to the high priest and acting like he's insane? David, who slew 10,000, is running for his life in fear. David forgot who was still in control, who was still fighting for him, who was on his side. The Almighty Living God. And now David's in trouble. Well, meanwhile, King Saul is angry that no one has found David. And he starts accusing his servants of colluding with David, being secretly on his side. And then his chief servant tells him about one of his servants that saw David at Nob, and how the high priest gave him food and a sword, the sword of Goliath. And so Saul calls the high priest to him and all the priests that were with him and his whole family. And he says, "Why are you conspiring against me with David? You gave him food and a sword, a weapon no less. You're taking his side." Well, the high priest was surprised. He didn't know any of this. He believed a lie. And he didn't have an answer for Saul. And so Saul orders the high priest to be killed. And all the priests that are with him and his whole family, kill them all. Well, his servants wouldn't touch the priests. So he turned to his chief servant and said, "Do it. Kill them." And he does. He pulls out a sword and starts to kill them. He kills the high priest. He kills 85 priests that day and their whole family. And then Saul, in his rage, orders his army to attack the city of Nob. And he wipes out every man, woman, and child there. Have you ever told a lie or made a choice out of fear, desperation, and then later found out a lot of people got hurt because of that? You can repent of sin, but there are consequences to sin. And because David lied, a lot of people got killed. When you lie, you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting the people that believe you, the people that believe in you. That's why God says don't lie. The high priest believed a lie and he was killed. The same thing can happen to you today if you believe a lie. Jesus said Satan was a liar from the beginning, and he's still lying today. Don't believe him. Satan lies through sin. Sin is deceitful. Something that seems fun at the time, but when it's over, it leaves you having to live with the consequences of that sin. Satan wants you to forget the consequences. Don't worry about that. Believe that today is what matters. Right now is all that matters. Give into the moment, just this once. It's a lie. It's a lie because sin can become a habit. And it can pull you away from God. And you start avoiding him because of the shame. And eventually you fall away. And it all starts by believing that lie that Satan whispers in your ear. Just this once. Don't worry about the consequences. Well, David runs away and he finds a cave between Gath and Jerusalem. And in that rock, David finds his refuge once again. As he humbles himself and prays to God and pleads to him for help. which is the prayer that was read for us this morning. Psalms 142. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. We can all be like David sometimes and let fear and troubles in this life cause us to do things we shouldn't do. Lie, steal, take shortcuts, sin in a way that hurts people. We need to remember who's in control, who has our back. If God is for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from the love of God? Jesus already gave us heaven. What do we have to fear in this world? Run to him. Bring him your fear, your debts, your failures, like David did in this Psalm 142. And be honest with God. Tell him the truth. He already knows the truth. Well, as David waits for God to answer his prayer, people start coming to this cave and joining him there. His family comes first, his brothers and all his father's house. 1 Samuel 22 and 2 says, and everyone who is in distress, everyone who is in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with him. Who are the people it says came? Those in distress, those in debt. Remember how Israel cried out for a king like the other nations had. God said this king would oppress them. He would tax them. He would take their land. He would take their sons and daughters. They didn't care. They didn't listen to God. They wanted a king. They wanted something like the rest of the world had, and they got it. They were rich when God gave them Canaan. Their king took the best of their land. He took their sons and daughters who would have worked for them. And he taxed them. He taxed them so heavily that they became in debt and were about to be sold as slaves. But they knew that God was with David. And so they came to him for help. About 400 men came. And then finally, one of the high priest's sons who had escaped the slaughter came. And he met David. And he told David what Saul had done, what had happened, about all the people who died. When David heard this, he was very sorrowful. And he took that and he admitted, he said, "I have caused the death of all your father's house." He took responsibility for that. David's deceit seemed like a quick fix at the time. "I'll just tell this lie and I'll get what I want. I'll get what I need. I'll get out of here." But it had devastating consequences. It led to the slaughter of 85 priests and all those men and women of the city of Nod. Sin destroys lives. It has consequences you may not even see for years. Satan's lies always promise an easy way out, but they deliver destruction instead. Well, David says to this man who escaped, in 1 Samuel 22:23, he says, "Stay with me, do not fear. For he who seeks my life seeks your life. But with me you shall be safe." Jesus says to us, Matthew 11 and 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Sometimes we get caught up in the world, look around and see what everybody else has, and we want that, like Israel did. But the good times, they don't last. And when we serve sin, we become slaves of sin. Because it always wants more. And we become indebted to it, oppressed by it, and dissatisfied, because sin, it never really satisfies. Not for long. But there is a way out, a rock of salvation that we can turn to. Like the 400 who fled to the shepherd David in the cave, we have a shepherd, the son of David, Jesus Christ. And Jesus doesn't call the perfect, the impressive. He calls the broken, those in debt, those in distress. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, it says. And so he became captain over them. Hebrews 2 and verse 10 calls Jesus the captain of our salvation. Turn to the Lord. Make him your captain and follow him. David finally takes his family to Moab to stay with the king of that land. And God sent a prophet to David from Gad and told him to leave the cave and go to Judah, where God would make him king. And those 400 men, those 400 men didn't stay broken and useless. Under David's leadership, they became mighty men, warriors who helped him establish his kingdom. And Jesus does the same thing to us. He doesn't just gather the distressed, indebted, and discontented. He trains us. He restores us. And he gives us a purpose in his kingdom. David made a lot of mistakes in his life, and he would make more. but he always humbled himself and returned to God. And this should give us hope today. If you haven't been living the life that you should, if you've fallen into sinful habits, believing the lies that Satan tells, you can humble yourself and make a fresh start. You can do that. David did. You can leave here today with a clean conscience, knowing that you're good with God. The world offers temporary distractions, and chasing them will leave us empty. Gorging ourselves on worldly pleasures fail to nourish us, really, leaving us spiritually starved and dissatisfied. True contentment comes from submitting to Christ completely. That's where peace really comes from. And when David finally stopped running, when he remembered that God was his refuge, he knew he was safe. He knew that God would save him. And so he could tell this young man, "Stay with me. Do not fear. For he who seeks my life seeks your life. But with me, you will be safe." Is Jesus speaking these words to you today? Jesus had many enemies. Satan and the powers of darkness tried to destroy him. And those who sought his life seek your life today. But in Christ, you are safe. Jesus faced every single enemy, including death itself, and won. He won the victory for us. Are you carrying heavy burdens this morning? Are you exhausted from trying to fight these battles alone? Get in the cave with the fellow believers. Those 400 didn't come alone. They came together. And the church is meant to be that kind of refuge for us today. Make Jesus your captain today. You might be sitting here feeling entirely in debt, whether it's from physical debt that keeps you awake at night, or maybe spiritual debt from sins you just can't seem to shake. Bring your real fear to God in prayer, like David did in Psalm 142. If you're burdened with regret, if you're running from mistakes, today stop running. The captain of your salvation is telling you to seek refuge in him today. Find one specific area you're struggling with and make Jesus captain over that for you this week. Whatever you've been trying to handle on your own, don't go it alone.